Good morning and welcome back to Four States Live, your voice of the Four States community. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker along with Shannon Bruffett here live and remote in downtown Pittsburgh, Kansas at the Root Coffee House and Crêperie located at 402 North Broadway. And on the phone with us right now is Quinn Renfro. He's a junior playing running back for the Joplin High School Eagles. Welcome. Thanks for being on the show with us and congratulations on being chosen as the Friday Night Lights Player of the Week. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're obviously doing something right because you caught somebody's eye who nominated you for this selection, and that's pretty cool, which makes me wonder, how long have you been playing football?
So I've been playing football since first grade, you know, started out with flag football, then third grade went into tackle football, and, you know, it's always just been a thing in my family, you know, we've always loved football, and, you know, I kind of just grew up playing it, and it just never got away from me. I've always loved it.
Well, I imagine your parents, Travis and Natasha, must be pretty proud of you, and they've encouraged you along the way, I guess.
No, yeah, definitely. They've been a big role model in my life, and, you know, just guiding me in the right direction and keeping me steady and keeping me disciplined. So that's definitely helped me throughout high school and throughout just my life in general.
That's awesome. You're very fortunate and very blessed there for sure. Have you always played running back?
So actually, elementary, in like third grade, my first year of tackle football, all the way through sixth grade, I played quarterback, but I used to run the ball a lot. I've always had a thing for running the ball. Then freshman year, or kind of like middle school till freshman year, I played running back and receiver. And my freshman year, when I got moved up to varsity, they moved me up for running back because Nathan Glaze got hurt. And so ever since then, I've just never looked back. And I mean, running back's just what I love to do.
Wow, that's a good story. Well, I have to ask, how tall are you? How much do you weigh?
Well, I'm about 6 foot, and I'm weighing like 183 right now. I'm dropping a little bit of weight due to just football season and all that. But that's where I'm at right now.
Lean and mean.
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. Well, I have to note for our listeners out there in the four states that this is pretty remarkable that you were moved up to varsity so soon in your high school football career, and you are the starting running back as a junior. Looking forward to your senior year, too. I know you're going to be setting some records probably.
Yeah, I'm just working, and I'm not really too worried about anything else. I just starting all that. I mean, I just love the game, and I just play for fun, and this is just what I want to do. Everything else kind of just comes into play when you love the game.
I love it, Quinn. That's a great way to look at it. And the Joplin Eagles, you guys are starting off really strong this season. High school football in this area is very competitive. There's a lot of good rivalries going on, especially a lot of people love this rivalry going on between Joplin and Webb City. You guys seem to have not really a problem against them the other week.
Yeah, we always love playing Webb City. It's always a great game, a great atmosphere. You know, everybody's there and everybody's supporting their team, and it's always a crazy crowd. But we definitely have more we can accomplish this year, and we definitely can get more out of this team. And as I'm embracing my role as a leader this year, and I'm starting to like see everybody's full potential and what they could be, and we're not even close to our full potential yet at all. We have so many athletes on our team. And we just make each other better just by having so much athletes on the team. We're not at our full potential yet.
Well, Quinn, already as a junior in high school, you sound like a leader. It sounds like your heart and your head's in the right place. The Joplin Eagles are lucky to have you on their team.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How are you feeling about Republic coming up?
Republic, we respect everyone in the CSE. The CSE is a great conference. We've seen some of their, you know, games, watched a lot of film on them. You know, I think at the end of the day, we're going to come out there and use our athletes and, you know, use our speed and strength just to come out there and just dominate. I think we have really a good chance at winning that game.
Well, good luck on that because I know it's a home game, so they're coming into your house, and I know you're going to defend that game starting at 7 o'clock Friday night. I'm going to ask you a tough question here, so take a second and think about it if you need to. And the tough question is this. If you could name or pick one or two things that you feel have had the biggest impact on your game that you've learned from Coach Jasper, what would they be? Or that one thing?
So this is the biggest thing I've learned overall. My freshman year, I was a bit, you know, selfish. And you know, as most freshmen are, I just needed that attitude check. And I was wondering, you know, I thought I was way better than all the freshmen. I'm just wondering why am I not getting moved up? And Coach Jasper had a one-on-one talk with me, and he was just like, man, if you want to come play with us, you're going to have to act older. You're just going to have to get your attitude straight, and you need to, you know, just grow up a little bit. And he kept it real with me, and I've respected him ever since that. I mean, he just kept it real with me. And I remember after he said that, I was just so focused on, you know, just, man, I just need to get my attitude straight for the, like, 3 weeks after that. And then, you know, he moved me up to varsity, and, you know, just my attitude and just mentality has been different, you know. And playing for that name on the front of my jersey has just been different ever since then.
Wow. How fortunate you are to have such a great mentor like that. That's really cool. Well, I want to congratulate again your parents, Natasha and Travis, and also congratulate Coach Jasper on all working together to develop and help mature a talented young man who has all of these raw skills inside of him. You know, it's all you, Quinn. They just help pull it out of you. So I know you have a lot to look forward to in the future, I'm sure. What are you thinking about college ball or maybe going pro in the future?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, I've always just wanted to play college football, and right now have no offers, but, you know, I'm just going to keep working, keep steady. I'm a very disciplined person, so, you know, the work's never going to stop, and I'm just going to keep going. So whenever I get that call and get that chance, I'm going to take it, and, you know, I'm going to go play college, and, you know, wherever life takes me after that with football or with whatever I'm doing, I'm going to, you know, go at it hard and work hard at it.
Right on. Great approach. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's already some scouts out there that are kind of eyeballing you. Maybe it's just a little early for them to be reaching out to you. Maybe they're going to see how you start out in your senior year. But I wish you the best of luck. Stay healthy. Make sure you're following that coach's advice and game plan on keeping your body conditioned and safe. And good luck against Republic this Friday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Quinn, and congratulations again on being chosen as the Habitat for Humanity Restore Friday Night Lights Player of the Week. Have a good day, Quinn, and thanks for the chat.
Have a good day.